With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Cayman Islands Coast Guard and police helicopter intercept a suspicious vessel off Grand Cayman. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
The Cayman Islands Coast Guard and the RCIPS helicopter have intercepted a vessel suspected of carrying illicit cargo off of Grand Cayman's southern coastline. Police say just after midnight on Friday, May 29th, the helicopter crew spotted the boat navigating in a suspicious manner and alerted the Coast Guard. Officers stopped the vessel and a preliminary search found numerous parcels believed to contain illicit goods. The vessel, its crew, and cargo were detained and handed over to the RCIPS officers for further investigation. According to police, two men on board were arrested on suspicion of importing ganja and other related offenses and remain in custody while inquiries continue. Police say the investigation into the vessel, its cargo, and crew is ongoing. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
A defendant enters pleas of not guilty to multiple child sexual offenses, with the court withholding identifying details to protect the complainant. Here's Radio Cayman's Jeff Ebanks.
Joseph Anthony Thomas denied the charges of rape, assault by penetration, and sexual communication with a child, all linked to alleged incidents at a local church. He entered his pleas during a grand court appearance on Friday and was advised that his trial will begin at the end of August. Strict bail conditions remain in force, including a prohibition on contacting the complainant, a ban from the church's premises, a nightly curfew, surrender of passports, and condition of residence. His bail continues until his trial on the 31st of August. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
A man facing serious charges, including attempted murder and rape, has entered mixed pleas in grand court. He pled guilty to rape and wounding with intent but denied attempted murder. Prosecutors accepted his guilty pleas and say they will not proceed with a witness tampering charge. All charges relate to the same complainant whose identity is protected. He'll remain in custody ahead of sentencing on September 11th. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Charles Carroll. Iran says it has targeted an American military airbase after the United States launched renewed strikes on Iranian targets over the weekend. The Revolutionary Guard didn't give the location of the base, but Kuwait says it has come under attack. Washington says it struck Iranian radar and drone sites in the city of Goruk and the island of Heshem. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered attacks against Hezbollah in a southern district of the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Hezbollah has been firing barrages of rockets and drones into northern Israel as Israeli troops expand further into southern Lebanon. France says it has detained a sanctioned Russian oil tanker in the Atlantic with the help of Britain and other allies. Moscow has criticized the seizure as illegal and bordering on piracy. Hungary's new Prime Minister, Péter Modrý, says that the government will start legal proceedings to remove the country's president if he refuses to resign. After meeting President Tomasz Sulyok in Budapest, Mr. Modrý said that the constitution would be amended to secure democracy. South Africa's parliament is starting an impeachment inquiry into President Cyril Ramaphosa over a scandal involving the theft of more than $500,000 from his farm. A parliamentary committee is holding its first meeting today. Malaysia has started barring under-16s from registering social media accounts. The communication regulator said platforms must conduct age verification against government-issued records. Demonstrations are taking place in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, over rising cases of femicide and violence against women. Hundreds of protesters have gathered in the city centre. And NVIDIA has announced a new AI superchip for personal computers. It says it'll put artificial intelligence capabilities directly into laptops and desktop computers, a major challenge for rivals like Apple and Intel. BBC News.